What did Teddy Roosevelt find so attractive about this particular part of the Western Slope, the area around Rifle and Glenwood Springs?
When Teddy comes to Western Colorado, he's already had his formative experience in the American West in North Dakota. And it's later that he's here because finally you can get a train from Denver up towards Glenwood Springs and Newcastle. And he's here because what he wants to hunt is not available in North Dakota, and that's mountain lions and then bears. But he's really hunting south of Rifle, south of Silt, up Divide Creek. And there are many ranching families here, of course, who have important memories of that. There are local photographs of that. And what is absolutely significant to Colorado is that to commemorate that hunt, a local minister, Reverend Horace C. Mann, decides to commission stained glass windows for the Methodist Church to honor the president and to honor the fact that a president of the United States was in Western Colorado. And the date on the stained glass windows is April 30th, 1905. Well, the church changed hands and eventually, you know, fell into disrepair. And the citizens of Rifle spent a great many years and a lot of effort not only keeping the windows, but finally preserving them. And they are an essential part of the Rifle Public Library. They're magnificent. It's really a piece of important Colorado heritage.
Teddy Roosevelt also had a connection to the Hotel Colorado in Glenwood Springs, and it's sometimes referred to as the Western White House, which brings to mind this image of the president in his room at the hotel signing pieces of legislation. How true is that?
Well, that is a bit of overstatement, exaggeration, if you will. But I'm sure he was there twice. He was there as a vice presidential candidate, and then he was there as president. I don't think he returned to Western Colorado after he left the presidency. What we really need is a separate book just on Teddy here in Colorado, because he comes through on different train trips, and he just mesmerizes the state. So whether it was the Western White House, certainly he was there and his secretarial staff was there. The Secret Service would have been there. I think what's even more important, though, is not that the Hotel Colorado was the Western White House, but it was here on the Western Slope, somewhere up on Divide Creek, in a little one-room cabin where Theodore Roosevelt, via telegraphs, is actually working to stop a major bloody war between the Russians and the Japanese. And for that, he will be the first American president to win the Nobel Peace Prize.
It sometimes seems as if among our presidents in this nation's history, Roosevelt is larger than life.
Yes, he writes 150,000 letters in his lifetime. He writes somewhere between 18 and 40 books. He is just this dynamo in the White House. He shakes more hands in the White House than anyone has ever done. He's the first president in an automobile, the first president in a submarine, the first president in an airplane. And he's a young president. And so he really helped America become a world player on the world stage with his exuberance and his vitality. And he's beloved of us in the West.
He was also a complex and contradictory man, and certainly a man of his time, particularly in regard to racial issues, for example. But here was this hunter who almost had a bloodlust for the sport, who was also an ardent conservationist and has given us an incredible conservationist legacy in this country.
Yes, he sort of precedes the National Park Service, but he's very interested in conservation. He is the architect of the U.S. Forest Service, bringing them from forest reserves into national forests. But certainly wilderness ideas, wildlife refuges, national monuments. He signs the Antiquities Act in June of 1906. He creates Mesa Verde National Park in June of 1906. Theodore Roosevelt single-handedly protects for the American people 230 million acres. As President of the United States, between 1901 and 1909, he sets aside 8,000 acres a day as permanent public land. No president before or since has that conservation legacy. That said, he doesn't understand predators. He doesn't understand the role ecologically of wolves and mountain lions. And he's also, he doesn't understand ethnic identity. He wants Italian Americans and Irish Americans, Greek Americans to be Americans. So he doesn't want sort of lingering ties either by Native Americans to their culture or by Europeans to their culture. So in that sense, he misunderstands things. But overall, he is one of our strongest, most extraordinary presidents. He expands the presidency, and he has a lot of fun doing it.